Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, hallelujah, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is to become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, hallelujah, praise be to his holy name, for Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord God, oh, turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Good morning to you all. Good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And also I give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel for you all this morning, the few whom have tuned in by the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few chosen. It lets us know that many shall seek to enter into his rest, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God that we serve. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in this sure hiding place. What a wonderful time to be hid out from the enemy, although the Bible clearly tells us that the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay them, but he can't touch us, for we're hid in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, we serve a mighty, mighty God, and I mean a good God. And he's good all the time, for his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along this morning. John chapter 10, the Holy Spirit would make an attempt once again to bring you out of darkness into this marvelous light. He will make an attempt once again to get you to hear this marvelous truth that comes to us all through that marvelous work that was done on that old rugged cross, Jesus Christ and him crucified. And it's through that work that we can find our place, we can get in where we fit in. Oh, praise be to his holy name. John chapter 10, verse 1 tells us, "Verily, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by their name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." I have to stop here for a moment on this verse 4, for the Holy Spirit has something he wants our spiritual eyes to see. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Goeth before them where? He goeth before them to the cross. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. What voice is that? Jesus said unto them all, "Any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it." And verse 5 tells us, "And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Jesus said, I am the door. He said, all who ever came before him was thieves and robbers. All who ever came before him preaching any other way, preaching any other gospel, is merely a thief and a robber. This is why Jesus' voice, to hear him, is so important. This is what the bride does. We hear and we do. This is what his messengers does. We hear and we do. Well, Jesus said we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And then he said, then the end shall come. Oh, yeah, we know there are many preachers that preach what they want to preach. They stay away from this gospel of the kingdom. First of all, in order to preach this, you must be living this. Otherwise, if you preach this and you're not living it, then this is the message in which the angels of God look there into. And if you're preaching this and not living this, and then Jesus shows up looking for fruit, and there is none, then you will wither away. This is why so many preachers are withering away, because they're not preaching the gospel of the kingdom. They're preaching another message. And that message that they're preaching cannot save you. Salvation comes only in a death of self with Christ Jesus. We must be born again. And you can only be born again when you die, and then he live. Verse 8, "And all that ever came before him are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." Verse 9, "And Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures." Oh, praise be to his holy name. Jesus said, I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in. Enter in him how? How do you get in Christ? How do we get in Christ? A baptism of death through the faith in the cross. My faith is that I died with Jesus Christ on the cross. And not only my faith alone, but the bride of Christ. And my faith is that I died with Jesus Christ on the cross. My old sin nature was crucified in the body's flesh through the faith in the cross. What I used to be, what I was. And not only did I die with him, but I was also buried with him. And therefore, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I've been freed from the power of the sin nature. Romans chapter 6, verse 7 declares, he that is dead is freed from sin. And since I died with him and was buried with him, then therefore his resurrection has become my resurrection to the newness of life. This is this newness of life that we're walking in. The Bible said, any man that be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You know, the Bible clearly tells us that these are the signs that shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The Bible also tells us that they should cast out devils. The Bible also says if they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. You know, I'm yet to hear about any healing going on around here. I mean, Lord, help me, Jesus. You know, I'm yet to hear about any healing. I hear a lot of, you know, church function going on. You know, a lot of people are having church. But I don't hear about any healing. I don't hear about any deliverance. I don't hear about anybody being set free. You know, it seems to be, to me, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I seem to be hearing and seeing is that the churches seem to be producing a lot of rich preachers and a lot of funerals. I don't seem to see folk. I'm out there on the highways and the byways, and I don't, where are they? Where are the disciples? Why are they not making disciples anymore? Because they're not preaching the gospel of the kingdom anymore. You see, I know some folk will hate me for saying this, but it is the truth. You know, a shepherd, his job is to take care of the sheep, not the sheep taking care of the shepherd. They have it backwards. It's all because of not preaching this gospel of the kingdom. And Jesus said, then the world will hate you too. Hate you because what? Because you do what the Lord say do. The world hate those that are in Christ. Jesus clearly tells us that in this life, in this world, we shall have tribulations. He also lets us know that the world will hate you. But he said, know it that they hated me first. And then he says something that most folks apparently don't understand. He tells us that if we're friends with the world, then we're enemies of God. Some people get that tomorrow. You know, verse 10 tells us, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. I've come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. That more abundant life is salvation. You know, the world as we know it is passing away in the lust thereof, but they that do the will of the Father shall endure forever. It's a salvation. In the will of the Father is you must lose your whole life in order to gain his eternal life. You know, 99.5% just won't do. You know, if our Father's plan was for Jesus to go to the cross, what about you and I? You know, I know people, man, and believe me, I say this in love. There are so many people that are being deceived by these men that are letting them believe that they can straddle the fence and get to heaven, that they can serve two masters, that they can go to church on a Sunday and jump back into their old life on a Monday. It's a lie. It is deception. It is not of God. You know, my job as a messenger is to tell you the truth. My job as the messenger is to let you know that truly I have been changed. Oh, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that this is done. You know, for those who profess to be saved and they're still the same, the Holy Spirit truly clearly tells us that if you say that you're saved and you walk in darkness, this is not a true statement, it says, just to put it bluntly. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Verse 11 says, I am.